Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
On March 6, 2001, Alex Jones first predicted the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center.
You've got an element of the FBI and these war game scenarios where they can remote control a 747 and they're going to crash it into the World Trade Center.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas. The U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed at the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies. Blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a murderer of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
Is
www.thewarroomnews.com. If you are receiving this transmission, you are...
Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vitamineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. All the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That means everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in the pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother, mother.
Talked to locals in the last few days. I've done deep research, and I can now unequivocally say that the state and county and city are 100% guilty for what happened there. It's either criminal negligence or it's completely deliberate. Now, for anyone that knows about management of the roads and the towns and cities and rural areas of this country, and if you're in Wisconsin or you're in Texas or you're even in places like New York, when you drive down the road, you notice that the trees are cut back 10 feet or more from the power lines. There's a lot of reasons for that. When it freezes and some of the branches fall off, you don't want a tree falling on the power lines, because there's power going through them and it causes big fires. Or if there is high winds, a tornado or hurricane, it can knock the power lines down, and then that causes a firestorm. But if you let, in the most expensive real estate on earth, and that's that area of Maui, but locals have been there for hundreds of years, so it's mainly mom and pops, if you do not trim back the brush. We've got a big article on InfoWars.com right now. Overwhelming evidence proves that falling power lines into trees and brush caused that firestorm. We'll put the article on screen in a moment. Nowhere even in third world countries, you're in Mexico, they trim the trees back from the power lines. So in comes a hurricane without rain, 70-mile-an-hour winds, and if you pull up a Google map of that area of Maui, Lahaina, and you look, it's a thin sliver of houses and businesses that's only about 400 yards to 200 yards thick. And there's high-powered power lines that run up and down the island to the other towns that run right along the back side of the town. That's the wealthy area that you see right there on screen that did not get burned down. If you pull up a Google map, just pull up the whole town, it was the commercial and old district where the royal family lived for thousands of years and where the original little church is and the famous British post office. And that's why the Hawaiians took the British flag when they had their independence from England, was that was the only flag they knew at the little post office there in the town. Now all destroyed except for the stone church that had a park around it. So, high-powered lines on the highway and on the sub-access road and on the roads directly abutted up against the town were hit with 70-mile-an-hour winds. Now, when 70-mile-an-hour winds come in, have you ever noticed when a hurricane hits, they tell you get ready for power outages? It's because they turn the power off. Ever wondered, right as a hurricane starts blowing in and the winds go past 50, 60 miles an hour, what happens to the power? Why do they tell you to evacuate? Because they're going to cut the power. Because if any power lines get knocked down that have juice going through them, especially if it's dry, it's going to cause a giant fire. And that's why all the witnesses described it, and we have video of it, of a woman and her children in an apartment right on the beach. And she says, she has a chronological video we're going to play in a moment. She says, let's get out of here. And they barely make it 5 minutes later as they are getting on the road, and they just see the whole place go up in flames because power transformers and the power lines are white hot on the ground exploding. And so in a matter of minutes, power lines all over the roads fell with full juice going through them. So let's go through this. They didn't remove the brush. The photos, the videos are legion. The highway department, the county department, and the city. Oh, the citizens that survived and their houses survived, they did have yards. They did trim the brush. So they didn't trim the brush all around the town. They didn't trim it up on the road. And they left the power on, and it's confirmed what was reported 3 days ago, because I waited until it was confirmed in the news. They did cut the water 4 hours before the hurricane hit, the hurricane winds. So, they didn't need arsonists, which they've already arrested some previously in that area last year, to go set these fires, because the city and the county and the state, because one highway state, it's only about 500 yards from the edge of town or less, and then the county road, right there on the back of the town, zero cutting of the trees and brush. Power lines fall because trees were falling on them in the 70-mile-an-hour wind. They're running with juice. Boom! Fire! And there's all those different lines coming in. So imagine you're sitting there in your house. They tell you stay home from school that day. Most of the parents are out doing stuff. Okay, 70-mile-an-hour winds. Most people are just watching TV or staying in. But all of a sudden, you hear explosions. You go on your back porch, and you see fire. A few minutes later, it's already burned through several blocks. The mother says, let's get out of here. She gets in the car and barely makes it through as the neighborhood right next to her is engulfed in flame. They didn't trim the brush. They didn't cut the power. They cut the water. There were no emergency sirens. They had them there. Four fires and four tsunamis. There's no way that government was that incompetent. They've had the globalists licking their lips, declaring they're going to make it a smart island. They have a conference coming up in just a week and a half. Oprah Winfrey and Zuckerberg and all of them have been saying they've been trying to force people to sell their land. They did it. I believe they did it on purpose. And there's a precedent in this, many cases in history, of where elites deliberately burn out poor populations to take premium real estate, like the Great Fire of Rome and Nero. We'll be back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have total proof. Wasn't space lasers. It was massive brush and trees allowed to grow up all over the high-tension power lines out on the state highway and on the branches of the power grid going into the town. Hundreds of transformers blew up. The trees fell on the lines with juice going through them. They turned the water off. The alarms didn't go off. The emergency services were nowhere to be found other than a few police helping evacuate people. And it gets worse. The same police officer that ran the Vegas investigation banned the media yesterday from 12 miles out and said we should dox everyone that tries to get in and show what's going on. And they blocked aid from coming in to the town from other locals. This is insane. This is a cover-up. They want it to be a smart grid. It is the second most expensive real estate in the world. We have video of all of this. And Jason Jones, who lives in between Hawaii and Texas, really smart reporter, veteran, he's there. I talked to him last night. He confirmed all of this. He is in Maui. And he is getting in to the town of Lahaina right now. He will be joining us during the war room today, and he will be on my show tomorrow. He said he can get more done if he comes on later. He is there right now, and he's been arrested during the lockdowns when they tried to stop his protest to end the lockdowns. This guy doesn't play games. He's a badass. Jason Jones is on the scene. And quite frankly, I was firing up to get on a plane and go there. I didn't think of Jason Jones. He called me yesterday from Hawaii. So he's not playing games, and the locals love him. And he's married to a local, so he is pissed, and he's going in. I'm going to leave it at that. So this is a big deal. And it's illustrative. I want to tie this into something we're going to get to later. And I had it in my stat crew, and I can't find it. I sent it to you on Twitter this morning. Facebook openly announced that they are banning anyone connecting windmills, giant windmills, to whale deaths, record whale beaching on the East Coast around these things. And the fishermen and marine biologists are all reporting the same thing. Prestigious groups are reporting it. Facebook now says they're banning anyone talking about dying marine life like whales. So it doesn't matter what agenda it is to destroy us. They are blocking us discussing the Afghan withdrawal, open borders, fentanyl, human trafficking, ivermectin working, hydroxychloroquine working. The FDA came out last week and said, okay, we've got over 100 studies. It turns out ivermectin is incredible and stops COVID. Now there's the article right there on the whales. 2014, Fauci put out a study on ivermectin working on SARS, the same virus family. They also put out a study in 2014 that masks don't work and give you bacterial pneumonia. But hey, whoop-de-doo, huh? He knows directly what he's doing. So this is how they administratively kill us. They turn off our energy. They turn off our power. They turn off our police. They won't cut down the trees around the power lines. You know, they got plenty of money because they're stealing it. Anybody. I don't care if you live in Oklahoma or anywhere other than California and a few other leftist areas. This is the same damn thing in California where unless it's rich people's areas or government institutions, they don't cut the trees back from the frickin' power lines. And just as easy as 1, 2, 3, you get 70-mile-an-hour winds with a bunch of brush and trees that fall on live power lines with electricity going through them, they're going to fall and start burning the ground. Then the electricity is going to back up into the transformer in a few minutes, and it's going to go boom! And that's why people were online saying, well, satellite video and a local video show explosions. It was space lasers. No, it was transformers backing up because the power lines hit. They sizzle. They burn out. They stop conducting. The electricity goes back into the transformer. Zzz, boom! That's why we got all these videos coming up of boom, 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 boom. Boom! Boom! A transformer is a bomb. It's full of chemicals that's able to regulate the power at times and redirect it. But once they juice up, just like an electric car that malfunctions, guys, pull up footage of an electric car. Oh, by the way, they're now admitting electric cars that they want to make Hawaii go 100% to by law. California's already doing it. Let's pull up some footage of electric cars blowing up. And what do you think happened when all the fire hit those electric cars? Because Hawaii's full of them. I was there this year on two islands. I'd say 40% of the cars are electric. What do you think happened when the fire hit those? People are like, why are these cars blown up? Why are these cars? Look at them. They're Teslas. And there are other electric cars. By the way, China just dumped 5 million cheap electric cars on the U.S. I have seen in just the last 3 days hundreds of these damn Chinese little bitty, they look like little smart car, car-to-go's or tiny little tin cans, and they're electric, and they're time bombs. So, that town and other towns that burned in Maui were from power lines with trees falling on them full of juice. The water turned off, but not the electricity turned off. So in between the transformers, the live power lines, and the electric cars, that's why there were so many explosions, because if you look at the videos of the burned out cars, you'll see a Chevy truck, it's just melted and burned. You'll see an old van, it's just melted and burned. But right next to it will be an exploded car with pieces all over the place, and it's smart cars. It's electric cars. Giant time bombs. And no wonder they don't want anybody to go in there and look and examine and see what happened, because they're covering it up, and Oprah Winfrey and Bill Gates and Zuckerberg are already saying, well, we're going to make this a community center in an open area and have high-rises there now. Bill Gates wants to put, he's already got five of them he owns in Hawaii. Yeah, you know he owns Four Seasons. He's putting in all these Four Seasons there. And he already said last year he wanted to put a Four Seasons in there, and the townspeople are still in control with their city council, and they would not sell the land. Bill Gates, as usual, hold my beer. And that's what they've done all over the country where the leftists are in control. They do not trim the trees. And they know that that is a firestorm waiting to happen. Administrative mass murder. The Great Reset. Welcome to the New World Order. But people are awake and they're pissed. And just like with COVID, the globalists bit off more than they can chew. Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. all the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That means everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in a pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it, and it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ineptitude by local city, county, and state governments. They defund police. They allow crime to get completely out of control. They undermine the family. They undermine savings. They jack up the prices. They destabilize the world. Mike Cernovich wrote on Twitter today, the Rwandan genocide happened overnight. One day, people woke up and couldn't leave. They were chopped up with machetes by the millions, run by the UN and the Clintons. I added that part. And he went on to say, before the genocide went live, there was a period of dehumanization led by the media, debanking and prosecutions of the Christian minority because of their Christianity in the last 200 years. Less than 10% of the population had 90% of the wealth. And they simply hired the other African tribes to murder almost every single one of them. When they tried to flee, the UN set up machine gun nests to kill them. The UN all over the world goes in Asia and in Africa particularly, and will just murder whole villages of thousands that don't sign over their land for lithium and cobalt mines. So they've done this all over the world and gotten away with it. And they're testing giving us poison shots. They're testing releasing viruses. They're testing cutting off pipelines and gas and fuel and creating inflation to create the angrier world to then organize the starving masses into launching their great reset that is the controlled collapse of civilization. So there's a cover-up in Maui, in Lahaina. They know that they didn't trim the trees. They know the trees and bushes fell on the power lines. They know they let the power on. They know they turned the water off. They know they didn't issue the alarms. They know they let the whole thing happen. And then the police chief who ran the Vegas cover-up, in my view, we know that thing was a cover-up, he's magically there right after they failed to buy the town out from under the people. They're saying the town's worth $5.5 billion. But once they build high-rise hotels, it'll be worth three or four times that. And we already have the governor announcing that's the plan, and Oprah and all the rest of them. This is disgusting. And Hawaii is the greatest example of a bunch of billionaires, over 100 of them, that have moved into all the major islands and are pushing everybody else out. They want it as their own private preserve. So we're going to go through some of these clips that I've told you about. We always show you what we talk about. But let me read a really good comment on Twitter by Wall Street Apes. At Wall Street Apes. Now listen to this. You can roll some B-roll while I read it. Conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theorists. Conspiracy theorists are just people capable of pattern recognition. Maui fires Hawaii. Must read. Hawaiian government states their goal is to rebuild the entire island of Maui, the first smart island. They want the entire island governed by AI. It's outlined in the Hawaii Digital Summer of 2023. I have all the documents. They plan to host the summer event September 25th of 2023 in Maui. What a coincidence, just in a week and a half. Last year in Maui, there was a convention pushing Maui to go all electric and pushing 15-minute smart cities. Contact made last year to build high-rise condo complexes and businesses in Lahaina, which is a historic town and couldn't have any new development in this area, but now it's demolished. So now they can rebuild. What a coincidence. Now there's a 12-mile media-free zone around Lahaina, Maui, where the wildfires struck. The Maui police chief, John Pelletier, was also the incident commander during the Las Vegas mass shooting. Maui has the largest emergency alert siren system in the entire world. It didn't activate the alarms. The water was turned off. The electricity was left on. Schools were closed. The water system was completely failed before the fire hit, so people couldn't keep the fires away from their homes. Water systems always fail when they burn down document storage facilities housing Wall Street court documents all the time. Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Lady Gaga, Oprah Winfrey, Jim Carrey, Will Smith, Julia Roberts, billionaire Larry Ellison all didn't have their mansions torched. They were all just fine. All just a bunch of big old coincidence. Klaus Schwab, the WEF World Bank Forum, globalists and BlackRock own the power company. BlackRock owns it. I'll show you that document in a moment. But instead of just telling you about it, how convenient. Hawaii governor reveals state plans to acquire the land ravaged by wildfires. Let's go ahead and go to the governor and then play the police chief back-to-back, kicking the media out and any aid to the locals so they can cover up the crime scene. Here it is.
This is what Governor Josh Green had to say, along with the FEMA director, about preserving Lahaina moving forward.
I'm already thinking about ways for the state to acquire that land so that we can put it into workforce housing, to put it back into families, or to make it open spaces in perpetuity as a memorial to people who were lost. We want this to be something that we remember after the pain passes as a magic place. And Lahaina will rebuild. The tragedy right now is the loss of life. The buildings can be rebuilt over time. Even the banyan tree may survive. But we don't want this to become a cleared space where then, yes, people from overseas just come and decide they're going to take it. The state will take it and preserve it first.
Souls lost in the tomb that identified, or that's of the recent.
So of the 89, so realize this. We when we find these, you know, our family and our friends, the remains we're finding is through a fire that melted metal. We have to do rapid DNA to identify them. Every one of these 89 are John and Jane Doe's. And so when you are asking us, and we know we've got to get, and I love the way our House representative, how she said it, she was so eloquent. We know we've got to go quick, but we've got to do it right. So when we pick up the remains and they fall apart, and so when you have 200 people running through the scene yesterday, and some of you, that's what you're stepping on. I don't know how much more you want me to describe it. That's what you're stepping on. Give us a little bit of time to contain that. Please. Because we've got to go make 89 notifications. And coming from a place that had to make 58... I understand the pain this is going to take, and we're not done with 89. So just understand what this thing is, because none of us really know the size of it yet. Everybody wants a number. You want it fast or you want it right? We're going to do it right.
And they went on officially to ban everybody back from 12 miles. They're trying to kick out people that even live there so they can then bring in the bulldozers and do what they do. Even CNN admits Hawaii has a robust emergency siren warning system. It sat silent during the deadly wildfires. So the government doesn't trim back the trees they charge you taxes for. They leave the power on. They cut the water off. They don't turn the emergency sirens on. And then he talks about dead bodies. Let's honor the dead. They're already putting red X's on the buildings they're about to start demolishing. They're taking it. Just like the U.S. government took Hawaii away at gunpoint. And now the billionaires want it for themselves, and now they're going to take it from everybody again. History repeats itself. We'll get to the Great Fire of Rome coming up. And most historians believe Nero burned it down.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Up, transformers explode, bigger fires. You leave the power lines on in a hurricane, you get this, especially if you haven't trimmed the trees. This is like a chemistry experiment. And you put two chemicals together that are going to react, they're going to explode. And that's what those transformers are. Here's the video. So high winds start coming in. See, it's all sunny. Smoke's not there yet. She receives a call from a coworker that brush fires have started. After 30 minutes, they begin questioning the smoke. There's no sirens, no warnings.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
This is the moment they realize they got to get out of there. Less than 100 yards away, they see houses on fire. Those sirens are going off. Now there's smoke everywhere and high winds. She gets her children, gets in the car. See, the power lines are down.
Oh God, look behind us. Look behind us.
Fires everywhere from the power lines. Officer stops them and urges them to use the bypass because the other road was blocked.
Go drive down the bypass for a minute and just see how far we go and just see what happens. And then we can just come back up and turn around because it's just an open highway.
These are hellish scenes of the fire from a distance. You couldn't look anywhere without seeing fires and explosions. We couldn't believe what was happening to our town. They deliberately let all the brush and trees grow up because the locals wouldn't sell. And then they turned off all the emergency services and the sirens. As tornado level winds, that's what you see right there, is a water spout, a tornado at sea. And she sits there for hours watching the town burn. Hawaii utility faces scrutiny for not shedding power to reduce fire risk. Washington Post. Starting to get a picture of where we are. Now you see, a society that's based on high-tech civilization is amazing. Unless people running it deliberately weaponize it. They've weaponized the border and opened it. They've weaponized the culture. They've weaponized the public schools. They've weaponized the agencies against us and the Justice Department and 900-plus DAs that Soros controls. And they're making their move on humanity. I'm going to come back in a moment after an important announcement in this hour. I'll be back before the hour ends. And I'm going to tie this into historical examples of where this has been done. But the Huns and many others would use fires to knock out their enemies. Nero wanted to expand his palace, wanted to get rid of the slums, so he burned 71% of Rome. Fire is a weapon. They tell you the world's going to end by 2030 because they're cutting the food off. They're cutting the energy off. They're cutting the fertilizer off. It's already here. This is the beginning of the administrative state destroying civilization and creating a post-industrial world for us, except for their high-tech reservations. Remember, this broadcast is funded by you and powered by your word of mouth. That's how we bypass the censors and the control. We'll archive this live show later at Band.Video. Please share it by a word of mouth, a text message. Please share clips. Please keep doing it. And please go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the amazing products we've got that make this broadcast possible. I'm going to come back and talk more about this and the historical examples of this. And we're going to shift gears into even more incredible information next hour. They've now confessed to publishing Trump's indictment in Georgia 7.5 hours before the grand jury ended its deliberation. They've been caught red-handed. But first, this announcement. Introducing InfoWars Powerhouse Coffee. Now, 15 years ago, I was here in Austin at a Rutamaya coffee shop and drank some really great Chiapas coffee from southern Mexico and thought it was the best coffee ever. And then with the supply chain breakdowns and COVID and the rest of it, the quality went down some from the group we were buying it from and the price went way up. And I said, we don't do that. I am going to suspend coffee sales. It's been almost 2 years. And then about a year ago, I got approached by the wonderful folks at Minuteman Coffee that have just exploded in the last few years and are now becoming incredibly popular. They got a contract to build their shops on military bases all over the United States and the world. They're building them. They've opened shops. The owner is amazing. It's veteran-owned. It is veteran-operated. And they have come out with the first of three special coffees. And these are not blends. These are single sources from Colombia, and they're better than the amazing coffee we were putting out previously. I've been approached by, let's not exaggerate, 20-plus companies wanting me to sell coffee, and it just wasn't as good as what we had before. And so I just said, we're going to hold off. The first time, about a year ago, they sent me some coffee. I was blown away. Then I had them send me their whole catalog. They've got like dozens of coffees. And I was like, this is incredible. So in the last 6 months or so, I sampled everything they had. And we've come out with three different coffees. And they are, again, amazing. And they fund our operation. Stop buying staple goods from the big box stores and the globals. Stop funding your own destruction. I know that's really common sense to say, and you get it, and I appreciate your support. Instead of $41 billion lost at Anheuser-Busch, which is great, it's a New World Order, Yapito-supporting company in my view, How about we have boycotts instead of boycotts? And I say boycott them all day. Boycott Disney and Hollywood and the rest of it. But more important is supporting and buying from your farmers' markets and getting a local auto repair shop to fix your car instead of the big chain. We really have to support the grassroots. It's been under massive, massive attack in the last few years. So I want to challenge everybody who wants to be blown away. This is the best coffee I've ever tasted, the best coffee I've ever had, and I normally drink 3 or 4 cups of coffee a day. I can only have 2 of this. It is not just the tastiest coffee I've ever had. It is amongst the strongest coffee I have ever drank. And it is really, really good. So this is a godsend. We love the folks at Minuteman. These are the first 3. One is Escape the Prison Planet White Roast, the strongest of the 3. Then, of course, we've got Medium Roast Wake Up America with My Ugly Mug on the front. And then Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, that is the most delicious, in my view, of all 3. But you want to taste this coffee, and it's great to wake up in the morning and drink it and think about the info war and think about what's happening going on and know that you're supporting our reporters and crew and the fights we're involved in. President Trump, with his 4th indictment, said, "I will never surrender, and the American people stand with me." And I want to say the same thing. I will never surrender. I know you're never surrendering. But if you don't support, you might as well just say you surrendered, because it takes funds to fight this war. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Just search engine coffee, or we'll put it on the front page, or look for the banners at InfoWars.com. And then I would suggest you order all 3 of these. And we're going to have some more come out as well, including he can source the coffee in Mexico that I love so much and get it back to the same quality it was before. Even though, quite frankly, that coffee's a 9, this is a 10. And I just hope you'll experience it. I hope you'll get it. I hope you'll support us. It is, again, single source. Every order gets a free Pocket Constitution Citizen Rulebook. We're bringing that back for these items as well. And again, I already mentioned that it's veteran-owned. This is a very, very exciting operation we're launching. And then the funds we get from this are going to go to keep InfoWars on the air, put our reporters more in the field, cover the border, Bilderberg, RNC, DNC, Davos, you name it. So I want to thank you again for all your support. I want to encourage you to go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get 1, 2, or all 3 of this incredible product. And just like our information is game-changing and really creates a political earthquake, this stuff is incredible. You're going to drink it and go, "Jones didn't lie to me again. He delivered again." This is a blessing. We got some coffees that were okay, some that were pretty good. The deals weren't that good. The prices were too high. This tastes great. It's very competitive, and it funds the InfoWar. Get your coffee today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support. All right, now available at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, I'm out of time. I went to that late. I'm going to get into the fires, finish up on that, what I think should be done now to stop these people. And then I'll get into the huge developments in Georgia, the huge COVID developments, the huge Russia developments. It's going to be an insanely powerful, informative hour number 2. And then Dr. Ben Marble, one of my favorite people. What a smart, funny, sweet guy. We're going to cover all these big developments. Heart attacks at record levels after the pandemic. London Telegraph. Oh, yeah. We told you that was going to happen. These are mass murdering killers. Wake up.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.